with music from the city's hip-hop ambassadors in just a moment. Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. This week, we're taking the show on the road to Chicago, where the blues, gospel, and jazz sounds of the South were carried with the great African-American migration and remixed to create a sound that was unique to the area. A generation later, R&B and soul music began to grow in popularity. And while their parents were jamming to the sounds of hometown favorites like Chaka Khan, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the Staple Singers, a new generation had their ears pointed east to New York City, home of hip-hop. It didn't take long before Chicago kids started experimenting with beats, rhymes, and flows. In fact, in Chicago, artists like Twista with his rapid-fire delivery and Common's unconventional flow and conscious lyricism made it possible for rappers outside of New York and L.A. to put their own stamp on the music. Speaking of Common, he became one of the first Chicago rap artists to earn national acclaim. He broke onto the scene in the early 90s and continues to be a force in the industry. Here he is with I Want You on the Soul Lounge Spotlight, Chicago.
You lately, thoughts take me to when we were close, addicted to your love till I need another dose. I know it's a feeling that should be long gone. Things seem to come up when I hear our song. Golden brown girl, it seems so long since I heard your voice. Where did the king go wrong? Emotions that they linger on, I guess cause I never knew a love so strong. So many hot girls, I need your warm. The taste of your mouth, girl, I need your warm. Good food and love, I need your warm. This here was made before we were born. A dreamer, so I'ma keep dreaming on. It's kinda like the breakup with Jen and Vince Vaughn.
Now it's long.
Don't know, no, what you got to what you got is gone. Yeah, I like such and such a lot, but the feeling's not as strong. We were like two birds that were able to fly. I try to pick the right words to say to the sky. Some days I would try, but wasn't able to cry. I never been good at saying goodbye. I take a deep breath when the times is hard. When I reminisce over you, my God. I spent many years trying to be the heartthrob. I guess it's only right that I got my heart robbed. The scent of a room that reminds me of you. A hint of perfume that reminds me of you. Take a look at the moon, it reminds me of you. Hope the stars and the gods align me and you. They can be as strange as the weather, rain or sun, we can sing them together.
I want you, 'cause I want you.
I'm the Lady DJ, and this is the Soul Lounge Spotlight. We just heard from Common. It was I Want You from his 2007 album Finding Forever, which was nominated for a Grammy that year in the Best Rap Album category. The album was produced by another Chicago-born producer and rapper, the same one who won that Grammy for his third studio album, Graduation. Kanye West was born in Atlanta and moved to Chicago when he was 3 years old. He began writing poetry when he was just five. He wrote his first rap song called Green Eggs and Ham at the age of 13. And by the time he was 20, he was working on his music full time. He began producing beats for local artists in the mid-90s, and by the end of the decade, he was working with established artists such as Nas, Foxy Brown, and Eminem. In 2004, he dropped his debut album, College Dropout. It was met with great reviews and impressive sales. He was now the torchbearer for the Chicago rap scene. And although he continues to be an international hip-hop artist, he has always repped his hometown. Here's proof from his Grammy Award-winning album, Graduation. This is Kanye West with Homecoming on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Shy City. I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again.
I met this girl when I was 3 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees. And from that point, I never blow her off. Come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tow them off. And make them straighten up their hat, cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown. In the nighttime, her face lit up, so astounding. I told her, and my heart is what she always be. She never mess with entertainers, cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess it's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again. Maybe we could start again.
But if you really cared for her, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids, and they just like you. They want to rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what she's trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess that's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, but if you fall, you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, clock your lighters, wave them around. If you don't know
I'm
by now,
I'm
talking
again.
About Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home. Start again. Start again.
Soul Lounge.
I fell asleep beneath the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
On a beautiful day.
Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and we're celebrating the soul of Chicago. We just heard from one of my favorite artists. Actually, this is my favorite cut by Lupe Fiasco, another Chicago native whose music continues the tradition of clever, intelligent, and socially conscious lyricism that is Homeboys, Common, and Kanye injected into the hip-hop culture. Lupe is the grandson of a Black Panther and African drummer, the son of an engineer, and a product of the streets of the South Side. All of those influences made their way into his music. What also makes Lupe unique is his appreciation for West Coast hip-hop, especially from the underground. You can hear it in his flow as well as see it in his aesthetic. In late 2016, Lupe announced he was retiring from the music business, but then a few months later released his sixth studio album. Rumor has it there's another completed album somewhere out there, but no one knows if it'll ever see the light of day. While Chicago and the rest of the world waits to see if that son will drop another project, we've got another rapper working hard to stake his claim. He seemingly came out of nowhere with no major label support. He grew his fan base by giving away his music on streaming sites, which is not unusual for aspiring rappers. However, what makes his story incredible is how he was able to break through the walls of the music industry all the way to the Grammy stage without any financial support. Chancellor Jonathan Bennett. movement, like his Chicago brethren, takes great pride in using his platform to make people think. He's not only a rapper, but an activist. Everyone from Beyonce to Barack loves this guy. Here's Chance the Rapper with No Problem on the Soul Lounge Spotlight Chicago.
Yup.
Try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread.
This is the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and we are celebrating the soul of Chicago. And no celebration of Chi-Town's music scene would be complete without house music. Before there was something called EDM, there was house, created by Chicago's club DJs and producers. Its mission, clear, to make you dance. The signature 4-4 beat, repetitive rhythms, and synthesized bass lines quickly replaced disco throughout the club scene in Chicago around the late 70s and 80s. Pioneers of the sound like Future, Mr. Fingers, and the artists we're about to hear created a sound that spread like wildfire throughout the U.S. to Detroit, New York, Baltimore, and eventually to Europe, South America, and Australia. It would take me an entire hour to do justice to the history of house music, and maybe one day I will. But for now, I'm going to leave you with a cut from the godfather of Chicago house, the late Frankie Knuckles. But before I do, I want to thank you for hanging out with me this week. I will be back with another episode of the Soul Lounge Spotlight. So until then, don't forget to tell me what you think and what you want to hear. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And with that, it's time to move your body. Until next week, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Move your body. Thank you.